Whose body is it? That's the question surrounding news today out of Baghdad that the U.S. military has killed an al-Qaeda leader. The U.S. says he's the Minister of Information for al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Iraqi government says he's the head of an insurgent coalition that includes al-Qaeda in Iraq. But the U.S. military isn't sure the man actually exists. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Baghdad and has more details.
There's been a lot of confusion in Baghdad this week over claims first that al-Qaeda's top leader was killed, and then that the top figure of a group called the Islamic State of Iraq was killed. The Islamic State of Iraq emerged last fall as an umbrella group of insurgent forces operating in Iraq, with al-Qaeda in the lead. Today, the U.S. military tried to sort through the claims and counterclaims by disclosing the news that indeed an important leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq has been killed, but someone altogether different. He was identified as Muharrab al-Jaburi, the Minister of Information for al-Qaeda here. He was killed on Tuesday, north of Baghdad, in a U.S. operation against al-Qaeda called Operation Rat Trap. According to Major General William Caldwell, spokesman for the U.S. military command, al-Jaburi participated in the kidnapping of Christian Science Monitor reporter Jill Carroll last year and the kidnapping of Tom Fox, the Christian peace activist who was killed last year.
When we can pick up someone like that that has that kind of history, that's significant. Taking him off the street is a good thing.
Yesterday, numerous reports based on statements from Iraqi officials claimed that it was Omar al-Baghdadi who had been killed. Baghdadi is said to be the leader, the so-called Amir, of the Islamic State of Iraq, thus a top figure in Iraq's jihadist insurgency. Today, after General Caldwell identified the dead man as al-Jaburi, a spokesman for Iraq's Interior Ministry, Abdul Karim Khalif, claimed that the two names belong to one and the same person. He was killed yesterday, Khalif said. The body was examined by people who know him very well. He was identified as the criminal al-Jaburi. His body is now in our custody, Khalif continued, and it proves that this criminal is Omar al-Baghdadi. The investigations were completed yesterday night. The trouble with this version of events is that it directly contradicts the story made public today by General Caldwell. He said the dead al-Qaeda leader in question was killed on Tuesday, not yesterday, and that because the body was released for burial yesterday, it is not at present in the custody of Iraq's Interior Ministry. In fact, Caldwell cast doubt on the claim that al-Baghdadi exists at all.
We're not really sure who that is. There's a lot of discussion about a person called al-Baghdadi, but we absolutely have no knowledge who that might be. Obviously, the reason I bring it up only is because there was a lot of press reporting that that may have been the person who was killed on the target set, and I just want to clarify that's one, we don't know who that is, but that wasn't who we're tracking.
All of this confusion may have been the result of what happened to al-Jaburi's body once the U.S. military determined who he was. Caldwell said it was released yesterday to a member of his tribe for burial. At a police checkpoint in Baghdad, it was seized again after someone recognized it from a police alert. Eventually, the body was turned over to the Americans a second time for identification, but not before the Iraqi government may have made mistaken assumptions about who it really was. Caldwell said the body of al-Jaburi was eventually released again for burial late yesterday. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.